Welcome back.
We now have Steph Walter from Red Hat to talk about more AD integration or Samba 4 integration. Have fun.
Hi, guys. I'm Steph Walter from Red Hat, and I have a cold. So I apologize if I'm a bit sniffly or stuffed up. And I hope that even in spite of that, we can have an interesting discussion and good sharing of ideas. Now, if you guys have any questions about technical aspects or details about the various topics I'm going over, please interrupt me right then and there so that we can talk about it or complain, and so on. So, I've been contributing to open source stuff, Linux, for the last 10 years, and lately I've been interested in kind of integrating stuff, pulling it together, making it shine, polishing. And most recently, that's been trying to make Active Directory authentication, identity stuff, work really well out of the box on Linux. Polishing is hard work. That's not working, is it? Okay. Let's try this. There we go. So, polishing software is especially hard. There's all sorts of little awkward places, like we've all found them, in really weird spots where the bugs are, in the weird corner cases. You have to make sure defaults work well. You have to make sure things work without configuring unnecessary involvement. And at the same time, keep the ability for people to get involved, tweak stuff when necessary, and kind of build, get started easily, but then tailor it to their needs. People think polishing is like this. It's not. It's more like this. Lots of fiddly bits. When you're polishing, the use case is king. You really do work from the top down. You start with what problem do I want to solve? Where do I want this to be? And then come down and try and see what's preventing that, solving the issues in that direction. Now, I know that that's not typically, it's certainly not the only way to write software, and probably not the best in many cases. But there are so many people in our community focused on getting it right from the bottom up, getting the architecture right, getting the security right, and so on, that I really don't feel bad focusing from the other direction, kind of trying to connect things to the actual problems that the user's trying to solve. So what use cases did we initially look at for this Active Directory polish, this integration? Well, one of them was the large deployment where you're trying to bring up lots of machines, make sure they come up and authenticate against Active Directory, whether for management purposes or because you need the identity on those machines for storing files, so on. Another use case on the other end of the spectrum is a personal workstation, personal laptop, where you might have someone bringing Linux into an environment that doesn't know much about Linux, and they have Active Directory everywhere. And of course, you know, they want to be able to use their Linux laptop or something against the domain and use the various services there. Then server management, so that all of these configuration options, the joining of a domain can be done remotely. You can remotely connect to a server and set it up to authenticate against the domain. So Active Directory, it's hard to ignore. Actually, there's no good Active Directory logo, so I had to make one up. But Active Directory is hard to ignore. They're like the empire. They're all around, especially in the enterprise. But some Linux folks try to ignore them. So sometimes I've had a hard time convincing people that this integration is worthwhile, something that we need to do. I don't think anyone here in this room will be in that camp. Active Directory is the most used domain. But while we're working on this, it's important to be aware that it's not the only domain. It's not the only directory, right? There are some really good alternatives. They're not as fully scoped. They're not as well integrated with other software, but for example, free IPA or other solutions like that. So while polishing this, we tried to make sure that the same integration that we do can be used against these other things as well. So here are some of the components that we kind of looked at for polishing the deployment of Active Directory identity in these use cases. So we have down there in the middle the AD client connects to AD, provides identity and authentication. We have the various calls coming in through here, obviously. That work, these guys, actually, this also connects using RPC. So you have Kerberos, LDAP, and RPC connecting to LDAP directory. And then there's this component called RealmD that we'll talk about later. It configures and does takes care of coordinating the join to AD and provides certain guarantees to these clients that call into it. And we'll look at a bit more of the mechanics of how that works. But basically, it provides a way, RealmD provides a way for callers, various upstream projects like GNOME or like Kickstart or OpenLMI or other things, there's lots of possibilities there, to bring a machine, join it to a domain, and then have expectation that the domain identities work locally, authentication works, and so on. So, WinBind and SSD are the AD clients that are used, and both of them have different strengths. They overlap somewhat, but they have different use cases and strengths. SSD supports more than just Active Directory. WinBind obviously has been tweaked to work in a lot of Active Directory corner cases that perhaps SSD cannot handle. But I think both are healthy projects, and both are working well. You can, for different use cases, one or the other should be, you know, a default preference. These are bad, using these directly. I mean, it's possible to make them work right, but we're trying to, as part of this polishing stuff, you try to steer people towards the best practices, right? And this is certainly not the best practices. It's really hard to set up and get right without either leaking locally your key tabs and stuff like that, or being completely hackable by a simple DNS spoof if you're not verifying stuff against a key tab for PAMKRB5. So as we go through this, we're kind of removing needless obstacles. Security is always an obstacle, right? So, but some things are just plain dumb. They don't actually provide more security. They're just, some things have always been there. When you actually look at it closely, you realize, this obstacle doesn't actually represent any security whatsoever. One of those was the Kerberos clock skew. It kind of has been billed as kind of, this is how we solve replay attacks and stuff. But it turns out it's not really security per se. I mean, everyone's syncing their clocks with unsecured NTP anyway. And a while back, 15-something years ago, these guys wrote a paper that figured out how to do Kerberos without syncing clocks. How you can use the clock time during authentication, during pre-auth, as kind of an N once. And you're going to do that round trip anyway, especially if there's a mismatched time, right? Or for the pre-auth, you're going to do that round trip anyway. So then you use the clock time kind of as an end once. And once you have a secure connection to the domain to the KDC, then you can know what the time is there, and you kind of have an authenticated timestamp. And actually, MIT Kerberos had this code in it for a long time. But there were the initial steps of making pre-auth work with this stuff, pre-auth work without synced time, because pre-auth by default uses encrypted timestamps. That hadn't been implemented. So we've been living with this, you need to sync your clocks, for a long time when you didn't really have to. So we went in and fixed the last few bits to make it actually work out of the box, work without syncing your clock. making sure that Kerberos works without reverse DNS. It's something that is a slow process of you know, convincing upstream that that's the best way to use it, and really using it with reverse DNS is insecure. But other clients don't do it, right? So KRv5 from MIT, we're trying to get really everyone on the bandwagon of not trying to canonicalize your DNS names via DNS, but just actually providing the right names from the get-go. Using DNS to find KDCs, this was often a lot of distros, but just going through, making sure that it's on by default, making sure that it works. So at the end of the day, making sure that Kerberos works, I mean, there's still work to be done here, but making sure that Kerberos is kind of less fragile, less brittle, and actually just works on Linux without configuring it. Some of these things are we patched Kerberos, or rather, it's upstream now, it's in 1.11, to produce intelligent error messages when Active Directory returns them in its special, very special structures that it returns for, like, password changes. The error message is there.
Excuse me.
So, and then, okay, moving on. This is a new component. It's called RealmD. And don't worry, it doesn't really replace anything else. In fact, it integrates with stuff. Each of the various distros had tools, had ways to kind of join a domain and configure the config files and services and so on. The problem with that is that then you can't build software on top of it to use that capability. So you can't provide these guarantees without that software having to then track every last distro and how it does this and that and the other. So RealmD is a configuration service. Starts on demand. It's Dbus activated. And you call into it, and it'll discover domains for you. It'll join them and tell you, you know, what kind of users, what format the usernames are in, and different things, so that applications can integrate with this stuff and provide a coherent user interface. So it has an API. It's well documented. It's a Dbus API. And there's already quite a few projects that integrate with this API. A really interesting thing that I think is that it does auto-discovery of what kind of domain you're trying to connect to. You can provide it a domain name, server name, an IP address, those kinds of things, and it'll actually go and figure out what kind of domain is it, if it doesn't know the domain name or the realm name, it'll figure those out, and so on. So Active Directory discovery works via first doing DNS, then doing CLDAP, and you know, doing site support correctly and stuff like that. Free IPA discovery works by looking at the LDAP root DSC and kind of reading some of the entries there. So yeah, here's an example from the command line client of just doing discovery. You can see that it'll discover various ways. Well, that went away fast. It'll discover various ways to use a domain. So in this case, it discovered SSSD and WinBind, and kind of the caller of the API can choose to show a prompt or can choose the default, which is the first one, and so on. It joins domains without any muss or fuss, but at the same time, it tries to make diagnostic information very available so that you can present it to the user, whether through things like the journal or even directly through its API. It uses other components to do the join, so it'll use Samba's net command to do the join, unless special options are needed that Samba's net command doesn't support. Use IPA client installed to join free IPA and so on. Then there's a little tool called ADCLI, which I'll talk a little bit more about later, for cases where the Samba net command doesn't do what we need to. It'll install unnecessary packages because obviously, well, there's a lot of them that come in order to set up this stuff. And here is an example. Excuse me, sorry about that. Here's an example join from the command line. So here we're discovering, here we're actually trying to discover a default realm. So it'll look at the DHCP domain information. In this case, we didn't have one. And then there's the administrator password prompt. It supports various forms of authentication, Kerberos caches, one-time passwords, and administrative credentials, of course. So now we are joined to the domain. Excuse me. You've left the domain, and then obviously it doesn't work. So as you can see, it actually works immediately. It'll start up all the necessary services. It'll configure them. It'll guarantee. I'm sorry about this. So it tries to guarantee certain things to its callers. That one, by the time the join is done, the domain is working. Because when you're writing tools that build upon this, I have some ideas, then you need to be able to use the domain account right after the join. There shouldn't be a reboot. There shouldn't be other stuff involved. It should just actually happen. Whoops. So the use case of the large deployment we've integrated here with Kickstart. So in Kickstart, you kind of think about, okay, what is the use case here? You have this file that you're serving to servers that are coming up. You don't really want administrative credentials in there, right? So part of this drove the need for one-time password installs. Now, FreeIPA does one-time password installs, but traditionally, Samba hasn't. An Active Directory, it can be done, obviously, because we did it. But you know, it's not a common mode of operation, so. But we tried to make one-time password installs really work well. So here's the difference between what you used to do in authconfig. You kind of have to specify the packages manually. In Kickstart, you kind of have to specify the packages that you need manually, and all the dependencies obviously come in. And here you run a command like this in your Kickstart. You put in actual passwords and admin credentials and stuff. And we've changed that. You could still do that, I guess. But the RealmD Kickstart support allows you to do stuff like this, where you just have a one-time password for joining the domain. It figures out what packages you need for that type of domain, and it'll actually just join it during the install. So you can bring up a bunch of servers that are already joined to the domain, already have computer accounts, and so on. It works with reset accounts, either with reset accounts. Sorry. And of course, reset accounts are not super secure. The password is completely predictable. But you know, if you have a completely closed network or somehow a way to guarantee that no one else can use these accounts before they're claimed by the servers that you're bringing up, that's one solution. Or you can pre-create the accounts with passwords. And here's a tool that we can use to do that. But this whole one-time password join is not really rocket science. It's just putting the pieces together. You pre-create the account with a known password in the domain, and then the joining software goes. It knows you pass it the password, and it changes it. Maybe update some settings if it can. So the next use case for the personal laptop. Was a bit surprising, actually, once we actually looked at the use case. The use case is not necessarily that you want the machine to be completely managed by the domain, and that you don't necessarily want all domain users to be able to log in on your machine. In reality, you really just want to use one or two accounts to authenticate against the domain and use the domain services. So you might have a requirement in your company that you use your domain accounts. But you don't necessarily want, you're bringing in a laptop. Now, if the admin knew about or was interested in Linux, and wanted to deeply integrate the Linux machines on the network with Active Directory. There are many ways to do that, in fact, using RealmD. But this particular use case is not about the admin. It's about the user solving their problems, right? So here's how it looks in GNOME Control Center. Useful error messages about which piece of information is wrong, whether you, if you type a bad username or password. And because AD by default supports the user joining the domain themselves without administrative credentials, it actually really works well here. I don't know if it worked in this case. It didn't. But we provide, you know, a pretty standard usable prompt for an administrator to come over, type their credentials if necessary, if the user cannot join themselves. But by default on Windows 2003 and later, users can join up to 10 machines themselves. So then the user shows up there, shows up in GDM as appropriate, and all those places. Then there's the use case of server management. And for that, we have an OpenLMI provider. OpenLMI is a project using that writes SIM providers, so you can connect to these using all sorts of different tools, PowerShell or LMI scripts or different things like that. SIM is kind of has an ancient pedigree, right? Not pedigree, I wouldn't even say. It's a bit baroque, let's just say. But you know, there's a lot of stuff based on it, WMI, WBM, and all that. So by providing this, it allows a lot of tools to integrate with it to kind of reach out to a machine and join it to the domain. So a little more about AD CLI, which has caused a small amount of controversy. It's a tool that goes out and does things in a domain for you. That's basically all. It'll create computer accounts, create users, delete them, so on. Right. It does this using Kerberos, LDAP, and a bit of CLDAP. And so it's very lightweight, has no dependencies, needs no prior configuration, and so on. And the reason for, when you're polishing stuff, oftentimes you want to make use, I mean, you really do want to make, you wish everything was already there. You want to make use of all these different already existing projects. That's the default state of mind. But when you encounter something that the use case simply doesn't fit, or doesn't fit yet, then you write a tool either to implement that one thing or to prototype how the use case would be solved, and I think that's what this is. That'll slide. Oh, yeah, I see it there. So here's various things that AD CLI does. And RealmD either calls Samba's NetAdds join, or for certain cases, let's say you're passing a one-time password in, it'll call AD CLI join to do that. So I've been in discussion with some Samba developers about how we can kind of reconcile. Now that I don't see this as a loss. It wasn't really such a big deal to write this. It didn't take that long, and it really helped crystallize how we would solve these various use cases, how we would the various features that are necessary. For example, things like not having to set up smb.conf before doing a join, and not having to have DNS working before doing a join. You can pass it an IP address, and it'll try and make sense of it in that way. So these are not things that Samba can't do. And that's why I've been talking with Gunther and others about how we can have this code here use Samba's LibNet join stuff, or integrate the two, make sure that the code base is common so we can start fixing corner cases. And both of the two solutions have a bunch of corner cases. So There's no doubt there. Like, this doesn't do NTLM SSP, which is important. And on the other hand, net as join falls over in all sorts of places, which we're all aware of. So, which brings me to this point. It would be awesome, and I say this, and I know how much work it is. I know it's pain to refactor things. And you know what? Refactoring things so that they're usable by someone else before you have that user, before you have that caller into your library, oftentimes really doesn't result in something that anyone can use, right? So you kind of almost have to have this throwaway use case before you even know how to share components and share code and stuff like that. You really have to do the two in tandem. So I see a lot of progress in this direction from the Samba project. I see a lot of stuff in Samba that can be used without pulling in all of Samba, pulling in the runtime dependencies such as configuration and daemons and so on. So, and I applaud that. So any more progress in that direction is really cool and awesome. So there's more to come. I have some more ideas on how to make this kind of more coherent, which on exactly how it's going to turn out. But really, when you think about it, from the server perspective at least, joining a domain is about handing over management of that machine to the domain. In many ways, I mean, the terminology is a bit neither here nor there, but really, you're handing over the security, the authentication, you're handing over various identities, local identities, to the domain. You're saying, domain, come, give me those things. And really, we want to also be handling over policies, or rather, receiving policies. So we want GPO to work well. We want to pull that all in. And there's this interesting concept of you're setting up a server, you join it to the domain, and at the same time, you select a name for it, you get certificates from the domain, you get a key tab from the domain, and these various things. And wrapping that up into a simple concept that lets Linux admins go through that in the best practice manner to bring a machine onto a domain and have it in this kind of configured state that integrates well with whatever domain you're using, with free IPA or AD or what have you, or spacewalk or satellite, those kinds of things. So and making the whole process of enrolling or joining a domain this kind of reliable thing that projects can integrate with and that kind of stuff in RealmD allows us to sort of build into the next level of managing it and providing this kind of coherent solution. All right. Any questions?